excavators. We can have it all. We can clear up to 3 acres per day, residential and commercial. The telephone number for Aggie, 770-990-5414. I'm going to say the number for you one more time in case you didn't get it. It's 770-990-5414. You can also email Aggie at AggieHoldingsLLC@gmail.com. One more time, the name is Aggie Tree Service of Stonecrest, Georgia. Trust me, give them a call. You don't want to miss out on this. Aggie Tree Services of Stonecrest, Georgia. The only people you need to call. Lawrence Prescott Photography. I'm smiling, I'm laughing because God, I know what I'm talking about.
Stop what you're doing. Stop what you're doing. You're doing it wrong.
I got to tell you something, man. I got to tell you about Aggie Tree Services of Stonecrest, Georgia. They are willing to travel to local and metro Atlanta. That's right, Aggie Tree Services of Stonecrest, Georgia. Our services are extensive. We have equipment for almost any job, including demolition, skid steer, forestry mulcher, bucket truck, excavators. We can have it all. We can clear up to 3 acres per day, residential and commercial. The telephone number for Aggie, 770-990-5414. I'm going to say the number for you one more time in case you didn't get it. It's 770-990-5414. Lawrence Prescott Photography. I'm smiling, I'm laughing because God, I know what I'm talking about. Lawrence Prescott Photography. That's the only person you need to call when you're ready to take your pictures. You want those pictures to come out right. You want those pictures to last forever. You want your best picture taken? Lawrence Prescott Photography. He does private events, in studio also, and outdoor photography if you need. Photography is what Lawrence Prescott does, and he's really good at it. Trust me. And also, when you want to get that video done, any type of videography production, he got you. He does short films, movies, any type of videos as well. Lawrence Prescott got you at anything that you really need. So make sure you give him a call. His phone number, and I'm going to say it slow for you. It's 404-218-1234. Did you get that? 404-218-1234. Lawrence Prescott Photography. Yo, my brethren, big up.
Greetings, family. Welcome to the Al-Kibulan Radio Show. This is our sixth episode of season two, and this is a part of the series Impress the Empress. And today we are going to have a special guest calling in by the name of Rukama Goldston, excuse me. And I would like to start off, as we always do and as we should do, by first and foremost giving thanks and praises to the Almighty Creator. We give thanks and praises to the one that goes by many names, the Most High, the Maker of Heaven and Earth, the Creator of all things, Yahweh, Allah, Jah, Oludamari, Elohim, Adonai, the one who created heaven and earth. We call on you and we give thanks and praises. We ask that you shine your light brightly within us and through us in a world that is just in need of much light, in the world that darkness seems to want to overshadow our light. We ask that you revitalize and rejuvenate and renew all those who choose to be on the side of good versus evil. We claim and we declare and decree that good will always conquer evil and that we will win the fight. We will win the good fight. And with that being said, I call for world peace. With the discussions of World War III going on, I just ask Almighty that everyone that's listening over the air, that we study war no more, and that we promote peace on this planet, that we promote love, that we promote cooperation and tolerance. I ask that everyone who is listening over the airwaves be protected, be free, be provided for and favored. And I ask that we recognize that faith without works is dead, that everyone has a responsibility to live up and to rise up. And with that, I give thanks to our ancestors, to our guardian angels, and to all our guides and our light workers to please go before us in all that we do. I give thanks and praises. Amen, Ashe, Namaste, Alafia. So family, there's a lot of things that are going on in the world, but Marley said there's so much trouble in the world. And even with that being said, there's a lot of good things that are going on in the world too. My heart grieves for those people who have lost their lives because of the things that are going on in the Middle East. When we look at race, when we look at religion, these are things that divide us. And the Creator hates strife. The Creator hates when we take lives unnecessarily. And so I affirm that I am protected, you are protected, we are protected. I affirm that we are all free, and I would like, if you are able to speak affirmations. We need people to speak positivity. We need people to pray blessings. We need people to be able to start focusing on removing the hatred and promoting love. So I say that I am protected, I am free, I am provided for, and I am favored. Please say that I am protected, I am free, I am provided for, and I am favored. And I ask you to continue to speak positivity into the universe. And so with that being said, as I wait for my caller to call in, we are going to talk about some of the things, as I said, that the Creator hates, because we're living in a time where it really grieves my spirit that there's so many things that are going on in the world that we are not recognizing. So in scripture, it says that there are six things that the Creator hates and seven things that are detestable. Haughty eyes, a lying tongue, a hand that sheds innocent blood, a heart that devises wicked schemes, feet that are quick to rush into evil, a false witness who pours out lies, and a person who stirs up conflict in the community. When I read these things, it really impresses upon me the importance of recognizing when we seek to do good, it does not matter what your race, color, or creed or religion is. It matters what your choice is. If you choose to be on the side of good, if you choose to be on the side of light, then you do not promote these things. And so I ask for each and every person to clean up their own house. And when I say that, not just our physical house, although it's always a good thing because cleanliness is next to godliness, but I am imploring people to look at your own lives and to not spread hatred, to not look at your brother and your sister and see them as being other. Know your neighbor and love your neighbor, no matter what your neighbor may believe, no matter what your neighbor may look like. And so that's been on my heart, to speak to world peace, because it's a lot of war mongering out here right now. And unfortunately, war produces money. People make money off of death and destruction. And so it is extremely important for us to consider that we can be a part of the change that needs to be seen in this world. We should be thinking about our children and our children's children and what they can inherit. And our children and our children's children deserve to inherit a world of peace and not of pain and suffering and death and destruction. They deserve peace and love. They deserve health, wealth, and wholeness. And so we do have our caller who has called in. And our caller, her name is Rukama. She is a life coach, an intuitive healer. And when I met her, I was extremely impressed because I saw a reflection of myself, a mirror within her. I constantly am affirmed that the Creator sends people to me in my life. And I'm extremely blessed to have witnessed that many times over and over again. Being an intuitive healer is something that I consider myself to be. And to have someone in front of me to own that is a remarkable thing. And so Rukama, she wrote a book that's actually on Amazon. It's called Epically Awesome, How to Embrace Your Authentic Self. And this hour, the Empower Hour, our question of the hour is all about embracing your authentic self. Why is it important to be your authentic self? When we talk about things that are going on in the world, so much trouble in the world, it is so important to know when you're being your authentic self, you don't have time to spread hatred and war. And so with that being said, I would like to just let you all know that her book is very empowering. It is an opportunity to do some self-help and development. And I would encourage anyone who's open to growing and healing to check out her book on Amazon, Epically Awesome, E-P-I-C-A-L-L-Y, Epically Awesome, How to Embrace Your Authentic Self. And so as we are waiting for Rukama to come on the air, one of the things about the book that I like is that it is all about inspiration. It's all about faith and empowerment. And as this is an inspirational and motivational talk show to remind us to be a better version of ourselves and to spread our lights brightly into the world, I'd like for you all to consider this as a tool. So welcome, Rukama. Shabbat Shalom.
Welcome. I'm Shabbat Shalom. I'm so excited to be present.
Yes, thank you so much for coming to my show. This is the Al-Kibalam Radio Show, the Empower Hour on Caribbean Life Radio, and you are our esteemed guest for Impress the Empress. And Impress the Empress is all about people who have met along the way who have really impressed me. And not just impressed me like, but really my spirit, my heart, and my mind was just really activated and elevated by being in there and your presence and by knowing you and the things that you do and how you inspire people. I'm proud to have experienced your life coaching methods. And I just am excited that the world gets an opportunity to hear your voice and to learn about your tools. I'd like to congratulate you on publishing your book.
Thank you.
How to Embrace Your Authentic Self. And I was glad that I was able to come to the book signing last year. This book came out in 2022. And I'd like for you to just share a little bit about yourself. Let us know about your book, some of the other things you're doing. I'm really intrigued by Access Bars. And I give the floor to you. Welcome, Rukama.
Thank you so very much. Thank you to the listeners. I'm honored to be here. So I always start everything by giving all honor and praises to the breather that breathed life and time, masters, ancestors, angels, guides, spirits, master teachers, beings of consciousness, and men of light. And I ask for divine guidance and divine assistance as we have this conversation. And I sincerely apologize for any and everything I've done to ever be out of divine alignment. And I ask, how is it getting any better than this? And what else is possible? You know, this is a wonderful opportunity to share who I am and what I offer to the world, or parts of what I offer to the world, because I'm sure it's so much more that I haven't even met yet. Just as there's so much more in you that you haven't met yet. And I'm also greatly inspired by Lucky Blonde, and to be on your show, to know that you are doing what you are called to do and using your voice, your wisdom, your knowledge, and your understanding to share and impart with the people is definitely impressive. So thank you.
Thank you.
Well, who am I? Every day I'm a different person, but what I know myself to be for sure is someone who offers healing to other people and to herself. I gently, sometimes not so gently, assist people in getting out of their crap, whatever that is, whatever allows you to be stuck or glued to a story, a situation, an experience. Part of my joy is to help you unravel it. A lot of times we tap into the missing pieces of the story that you are not sharing or that you haven't been able to look at. And I shine expansion to whatever your journey or your story is. And it allows you to see yourself in a different light. And once you see yourself in a different light, you remember who you are and what you're called here for, and your life just truly expands. As far as the Access Consciousness, I am a facilitator for Access Bars, and it's one of my newest tools. I've started this process a year ago. I became a facilitator this year, and it is cutting edge. It is one of the greatest tools I have used and facilitated and taught to cut through layers and layers of crap the fastest. So as a facilitator, I actually assist you in learning the new tool that you can carry into your household. You can use it on yourself. You can use it on your children. You can share with the world. And I think the thing that's most incredible for me is that it taps into something that I already understood on a very deep level about the power of asking questions. Because in the question, there's empowerment. And in the answer, there's disempowerment. So for me, all the work that I do on myself and that I assist others to tap in for themselves is to expand. So if you can ask a question and you can play in a bigger realm of asking a bigger question of who are you? What am I here for? Those are the questions we usually ask. But if I ask you to ask a question like, what can happen to me today that I've never imagined? Or what can I experience that will offer me an opportunity to be a bigger contribution to myself and others? Where am I going? Who's guiding me on this path? Show me more light. Let's have more fun. So those questions, that's just a few of the questions, but I plan around with questions already. And Access Consciousness provide a platform where it's a bigger platform to play in the questions. And that's why I'm intrigued by it. Access Bars is a tool of 33 points that you gently touch on and around the scalp. My roots are in started off as a hairdresser at 13. That's how I started all of my intuitive powers, I can say. It's the place that I always track it back to.
Okay.
I always could heal anything on a scalp. But I'm not sure if I could do that, or I kept telling myself that. And people would come to me first and start off with short hair, and I was told I had growing fingers. And it went from growing fingers to me opening up a salon. I'm from Dimona, Israel. So I owned a salon called Naturally Yours. And what I would do is when people brought their children in to get any kind of scalp treatment, it was usually boils, psoriasis, sores, dry patches. I would just place my hand over their scalp. And once I placed my hand over their scalp, the scalp would start speaking to me. Adults, children, or male and female, but a lot of the issues came in children. So I would wash down through their hair, place my hand over their hair, and their scalp would start speaking to me, and I would walk outside, and I would glean the garden. And I would just say, show me where I'm supposed to go. Mm-hmm. And it would always guide me to some type of herb, aloe. It'll give me a recipe when I walked out. And when I walked back in the salon, I would come back with some formula that would treat the scalp. Of course, the revolution can be televised. So every time I tried to take a picture of anything that I did, it just didn't show up. But I tell you, I have assisted a lot of people in growing their hair back and curing things that people said were incurable.
That's amazing.
So that's when my first love came. And I'm still, I like to call it a scalp whisperer. If I touch a scalp, I could pretty much go within. But now I do all kind of other stuff. So when I met Access Consciousness and the Access Bars, and I placed my hand on somebody's scalp for the first time, it just reawakened my beginnings. And that's why I like the tool so much. And I think it's a fantastic tool for anyone to have. But I think if you ever did hair before, you was ever a hairdresser, oh my God, it's just something that connects. And I would love for more hairdressers to learn how to do it and see how it connects with you and what awakened inside of you. Of course, it's open for everybody. Okay. I'll be hosting my next class December the 16th. I host two classes a month. So okay, because of the holidays, we're doing it December the 16th. The class costs $440 for the first class. And if you choose to become a facilitator, you need to take three classes from three different facilitators. The second and third one is half price off. And, you know, once you come to the first class, if you want to continue on, I guide you to where you can go for the next two classes. It is a thrill to learn, exciting to teach. If you want me to show up for you and teach it in your space, I have no problem doing that. It's an eight-hour class, and it needs to be two people or more. So if you don't want to come to our open class or you want a private class, we can figure that out with great love and excitement. The coaching that I offer is off the chain. I do ancestry work. I do tap into your higher self. I do forgiveness, grief, couples. First of all, the name of my business is called Healing to Win.
I love the healing name. Healing to Win.
The number two win. And the reason why we put the number two in there and not T-O is because two people are sitting in front of me at all times. When you show up to my door, it's not just you. It's your two parents and their parents and their parents and their parents and their parents. But when you come, it's you and I. And you and I is so much bigger than you and I sitting in that room. And when I do my opening prayer and I invite everybody to join in to be present with me, it is a very humbling experience because it's not me. I'm literally just a vessel that energy is using to help you tap into who you already know you are. So the resonance is really, really high. It shows you, it reminds you of who you are and the essence of who you are. We're just cleaning up all of the debris that got in the way along the way. And maybe it wasn't yours. Maybe it belonged to somebody before you. So we get rid of that as well. And it actually allows people to walk in the most incredible way. It's like you stand taller. You go through this process and you feel like I can conquer anything. You know that you're an infinite being. And that's what I love. I sit in there all day with myself. I'm a walking suit into life. So everything is a mystical experience. I like to play in the magical realm. And I'm grounded. I'm real. You know, I'm a mom. I'm married. I've been married for 26 years. I have five children. So I have went through the process of life. I'm not standing on the sideline and telling you this is what I think you should do. The book, Ethically Awesome, is actually a testimony of a lot of tools that I've used throughout the course of my experience to help people, you know, reach their fullness, and to help me. More than anything else, it was to help me. And these are things I use for myself. Of course, I'm advancing myself every single day, and the enlightenment is so high. So this is a portion of what I use. I use so many new things. I started writing this book 7 years ago, And when it came to fruition, I was already doing new things. But I couldn't start off with the new things. I had to give people something to catch them up. So that's me. That's the book. And that's what I offer the universe and the world. And I walk in my infinite light. And I invite you to do the same.
Ashe, that is amazing, Rukama. You are a wealth of knowledge and resources. I am really curious about the access bars. I'm interested in receiving a session. I'm not too sure if I want to do the training, but I wanted to know, like, why would a person choose access bars? If you could just kind of elaborate a little bit more, like, why access bars? Why would it be beneficial? I really enjoyed when you spoke about hairstylists, because oftentimes we don't necessarily look at the art of doing hair as a healing method. And for me, my hair is not a hairstyle, it's a lifestyle choice. And, you know, now natural hair is very much more popular, locks are more popular, and my choice for it to be a lifestyle choice as opposed to hair, because a hairstyle, is because it's a spiritual thing. And so when you talked about hair stylists recognizing that this is a tool, I think that that's very powerful as far as setting a hairstylist apart in a particular brand, because the crown chakra, your head, like growing up, my grandfather used to be like, you don't let nobody touch your hair, you don't let nobody cut your hair. And so I would like for, you know, people who are doing hair, whether they're barbers or hairstylists, you know, whatever that calling is, you're braiding hair, to realize that that is a healing art. It's really good for the self-esteem, but it's also, you know, not just for the physical. So can you just elaborate a little bit more, because it is a new concept? I'm not sure if any of our listeners have ever heard it before, and I would like for people to be a little bit more informed so that they can be more inspired to dig deeper.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yes, and thank you for asking that, because I am such a facilitator and teacher at Life. I'm also a healer, and yes, I do offer the service of access bars where I don't use that word. I allow other people's energy to connect with mine by me touching these 32 points. It's a gentle touch. And when I touch them, the reason why it's called bars is because it's considered prisons that we place ourselves in. So we release an electromagnetic field that has blockages in it that sit in the scalp. As you said, if you're a hairdresser, you are definitely doing more than hairdressing. You're doing so much more. Every time you touch, every time you part, if you're a barber, every time you customize hair, before you do anything, you place your hands on their hair. And the fact that you place in your hands, which are full of energetic healing, it all automatically sends a signal into the person's body. That's why people continue to come to the same person. But that particular, once they make the connection, then the connection is an energetic charge and the energetic connection. So part of bars is releasing the energetic forces or the energetic stuckness that's in our body. So the 32 energy points intricately woven throughout and around the head. Once you touch it, it's like touching a switchboard. And it unleashed this imprintment or the stored attitudes, decisions, beliefs. It melted them away. It dissolves the bars. And I can't tell you when you come to a treatment whether or not you're going to experience. I can't tell you what you're going to experience. I can just tell you that when we make the connection, something happens. And that something is deleting the charge. It can be charges from this lifetime or previous lifetime. It's unraveling whatever's inside. And why does, I don't know why the founders of Excess Consciousness or how they discovered that it was the top of the head, but it was channeled to Gary, who's the founder, and it was found, it was channeled to him when he was at a crossroad of what to do. So it was gifted to him.
Like a download?
It's this energy point that we are opening. It's a, yeah, it was a download.
Okay.
So now it's all over the world. It's in 178 countries. And there are over probably 5,000 practitioners. And Access Bars is just the beginning of their modality. They have so many more classes, body processes. This is just the one that I'm drawn to and attracted to in this now reality.
So there are different...
And it's pulling away later. Go ahead.
Excuse me, I cut you off. I'd like for you to finish.
I was saying that it pulls through layers and layers of stuff that we have accumulated in our belief systems, in our thoughts, in our emotions. And actually the gift is that you move out of thought and emotions and reactiveness, and you go into the knowingness of who you are. And it's a study, you know, it's scientifically studied for those who need it to be scientific. It's not just some spiritual thing that a lot of people like to say, you know, I'm not really caught up on a spiritual aspect. I need something in science. So they've done a lot of scientific study with Dr. Hope, and they found that it decreased anxiety, money issues, pain in the body, hidden stuff that doesn't show up with obvious, you know how you may have a pain in your foot and you don't know what that pain is?
Yes.
So I'm not really curious to know what that pain is. Mm-hmm. Pain, so you no longer have the pain.
So it's a form of energy medicine, a method.
Yes, it's energy medicine.
Yes, this is very interesting. I'm quite intrigued by it. I think that because of the times that we're living in, it's really important for people to raise their consciousness. And for mm-hmm. some, it may be a little easier than others.
Mm-hmm.
So thank you for...
And I will say that we will be having a...
Okay, I'm listening.
We will be having a healing pop-up. And at the healing pop-up, it's actually a gift to us because it allows you to explore with a lot of different modalities. It's on White Street, the Tea House, Kung Fu Tea House, on English Street, right?
Yes. I remember you said it was.
Hold on, I'm gonna. English Street. Yeah, on English Street.
And it's in the city of Atlanta proper, correct?
It's in the city of Atlanta. It's on December the 8th, from 12 p.m. to 6 p.m. It's at the Tea House, 1385 A English Street. So if you want to know anything more about Access Consciousness, about who I am, about other healing opportunities, it's an elevated wellness community pop-up. So come through. If you haven't heard about any of these modalities, I definitely am committed to making sure that all the communities are aware that there's elevated wellness healers and practitioners all over Georgia and all over the world. So whenever we have a pop-up or you hear about anything, just come through. It costs you nothing. You just come in to get the education. You decide you're on the service, you're going to pay a minimum fee. But you get exposure to something new. There's so many healing modalities.
I love it. Now, can you please repeat that information again for the listening audience that's locally here in Atlanta. Can you also give your contact information? Your website is IamHealingToWin.com, and that's the number two.
Yes, the number two. I am, as you are, when you use my website, you are healing to win as well. So when you have to punch that in, you have to say, IamHealingToWin.com. And when you show up with that too, we want to invite all your ancestors to come along. So I, as in I, and then I am, A-M, healing, H-E-A-L-I-N-G. Number two, let's get all those folks in there with us. Win, W-I-N, .com. I am healing to win.
I love that.
You can also
you can
also follow me on. Thank you. You can follow me on Facebook, Healing to Win, on Instagram, Healing to Win, or Rukama.Israel.
Okay, and Rukama.
And the information for that.
I'd like to elevate your name before you go on to the next one. Rukama is R-O-O-K-A-M-A-H, and then second word, Bat, B-A-H-T, Israel, I-S-R-A-E-L. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay, and then the next one was Elevated.
Elevated Wellness Community Pop-Up. We're not going to have another one in February.
December
8th. Friday, December 8th. 2023 from 12 p.m. to 6 p.m.
Okay.
And it's at Ways Gone Food Tea House.
And the address?
On 1385 A English Street, Atlanta, Georgia, 30318.
All right. Well, I am excited to have you on our show today. And I am also interested in having you come back again. I want you to talk a little bit about your book. I did a little bit say that it's on Amazon, Epically Awesome, How to Embrace Your Authentic Self. And I definitely am excited about the opportunity. You have the paperback version and Kindle version as well?
Yes, there's a Kindle. Yes.
Okay. So let's have you come back on again.
I would be happy to. And definitely, if you can get the book, Ethically Awesome, How to Embrace Your Authentic Self, it would actually give you a gift into your own world. And allow you to see that no matter what you think you've been through, you are ethically awesome. And the only question that's left is, how do I walk in my authenticness?
I love it. Thank you so very much, Rukama.
Thank you for having me.
Yes, and until the next time, I look forward to you returning to our show, and hopefully I'll be able to have you come and live into the studio.
Yes. And if anybody have questions, y'all can hit that website and leave me information, and I'm glad to interact.
All right. Wonderful. Well, you have heard from Rukama, intuitive healer, life coach, and author. IamHealingToWin.com. And that is the number two for her website. And her book, Epically Awesome, How to Embrace Your Authentic Self, is on Amazon. And thank you again. Have a wonderful day. Peace and love.
All right. Peace and love.
All right. We're going to listen to a song. We haven't heard any songs yet. We have been on a roll. I would like to play Jerusalem by Alpha Blondie, and again promoting world peace, where no matter what your religion is, no matter what your race, color, creed, should not be about the color of your skin. It should not be about the name that you call the creator, the holy book that you study or adhere to. There are universal laws and principles that no matter what religion, that we all should live upright and treat each other as brother and sister and neighbor. Give thanks.
Baruch Abba Yerushalayim. Shalom, Salam Aleikum. You can see Christians, Jews and Muslims living together and praying, amen. Let's give thanks and praises. Baruch atah Adonai. Baruch Abba Yerushalayim. Baruch Atah Adonai. Baruch Abba Yerushalayim. Jerusalem, Irahim. Jerusalem, je t'aime. Jerusalem, here I am. Jerusalem, je t'aime. Israel Ayakirati, ani oevota, Israel Ayakirati. Israel Ayakirati.
Yes, I'm feeling the reggae vibes.
Israel Ayakirati.
These songs are so prophetical and so appropriate for the times that we're living in.
Israel Ayakirati.
It's about our roots and our culture.
Ani Orevota. Israel Ayakirati.
Thank you for listening, dignified one. Your name alone speaks volumes. Speaks volumes. Calling on all the righteous people, all the dignified righteous ones.
From the Bible to the Quran.
We have to live righteously. Shine your light brightly into this
Shalom.
World.
Salam alaikum. can see Christian, Jews and Muslims living together and praying, amen. Let's give thanks and praises. Torata Adonai.
So important during the times that we're living in.
Okay.
Baruch Rabba
calling in.
Greetings, family.
Yes, Rastafari, give thanks and praises for calling in. I am really excited about the 50th anniversary for WRFG. We are Caribbean Life Radio, but we are all about family and community, so we are definitely supporting community radio station WRFG's 50th year anniversary celebration tonight. And one of my royal brothers, Ija Noah, you are performing tonight. I get a chance to see you live. I'm so excited. I don't have to go all the way to Jamaica and wait till April. I can see you tonight.
Yes.
Give thanks for calling in.
Yes,
big yourself
indeed,
up.
I'm looking forward. I'm just humbling myself. I'm, like I told you, I'm just a servant of the people, you know, humble African like culture would say, you know. So we don't get hype. It's just doing the work, you know. So we give thanks for, you know, you letting me on your program, Caribbean Life TV, and all the wonderful other hosts that is there, Mr. Prescott, everybody, Candice, everyone, you know, we give thanks DJ Red, you know, for allowing me to share the good news with the listeners and the one that's listening to your program this time.
Yes, yes. So tell us about the show tonight. Yeah. Tell us about where it is. I know you're on the lineup. It's going to be hot fire. It's from 7 to midnight. So it's a good time. Not too early, not too late. The weather has warmed up in Atlanta. Even though it's a cloudy day, I'm going to have on bright colors tonight, Ija Noah. So please tell us more so people can come out and support.
Yes, it's going to be, of course, it's the first annual Caribbean Festival. WRG has been very good to us, myself as an independent artist. And they've been serving the community range for over 50 years, a half century, and they have another half century to go. And we give thanks to that, and they reach out to I, and right away I said, yes, because it's giving forward, you know, we don't say giving back to the people. It's going to be, it is a wonderful lineup. It's going to be at aisle 5, 1123, that's 1123 Euclid Avenue. It's near to Morton Avenue, near to the radio station. It's a beautiful facility. You have myself, Ija Noah, and Brap. You have You See Me, and the Sounds of Rhythm band, very good band. And you have Sister out of New Orleans, who used to live here in Atlanta. Kelly Love Jones, she do like world music, neo soul, jazz, you know, New Orleans vibes. And then you have another sister, Tamila Ray, homegrown, yeah, very good artist. So we're going to have four bands on the stand tonight. It's going to be a stellar event. You know, I'm imploring everyone to come out and to support. It's a worthy cause. It's definitely a worthy cause because it's a non-commercial radio station and they provide a platform for us, which, you know, is very beneficial to all of us, myself, and, you know, for independent artists, you know, for differing views and opinions. And it's a great thing, you know, so I'm looking forward to seeing everyone this evening. It starts at 11, I'm sorry, at 7. The door open at 7, actually. The door open at 7. The live presentation starts at 8 o'clock sharp. It's a tight schedule. You know, they're running a tight schedule. That's what they told me, and I'm looking forward to that. It's not too late. It's not too early.
That's right.
You know, so I'm looking forward to see you and everyone else in the place, you know. By the power of the Most High and the righteous ancestors, you know, someone asked me yesterday in an interview what it is to expect. I don't know, whatever the Most High and the Most High Almighty One, the Mother, Papa, Father, Iration, and the righteous ancestors will and dictate or will obey. You know, normally everyone who has seen me know that, you know, live performance is my thing, live presentation. I'm like zoned out in my own world. So, you know, whatever the Most High will and the ancestors will, then it's reciprocal too. It's a give and take. Whatever I give to the audience, I usually multiply it up 100-fold and return it. So it's a give and forward. It's give and take, you know. So we're looking forward to our real good vibes tonight.
Yes, it will be. Well said. It's so important to give forward. We don't go backwards. We go forward. So we're not giving back. We're giving forward. I'm very excited about tonight's show. I will see you there. I will have my dancing shoes on with a big smile on my face. And I'm very happy that I get a chance to see a local show in Atlanta tonight. It will be conscious music, no slackness. One of the things that I must compliment you on, Igenoa, is that your music is very positive. It's family-oriented. As I've said before, my sons love your song, Natural Way. Man, Woman, and Child, it's the natural way. They sing it, you know, they bop their head to it. And I love listening to music that I can listen to with my children. Some of the music out here, I have to turn it off. It's not good for my ears. So I'm just happy that people are still making good music, conscious music. The people who are making music in the world, that's the spiritual responsibility. And so we have to raise the vibration on the planet. Yes.
Absolutely. It will be a vibration-raising city, you know, energy tonight. That's what I'm feeling. Someone told me a while back, if it's not good for the children, it's not good for the adults.
That's right.
You know, so there's a lot of people who are making good music, and that's the reason why it's so important that we support Caribbean Life TV and your program and WRFG, because there's not a lot of platform around that's going to give us positive artists a platform to present the message to the people, using the music to heal, to uplift, to educate, to enlighten and empower people instead of, you know, tearing down our people. So I'm looking forward. I'm giving it my all. Whatever the Most I will, then it will be done.
Yes, that's so true. And I know I work for the Creator, and it's good to see other people that do the same. Having a spirit of excellence is so important. When you're working for the Creator, and this is what I teach my children, you don't have time to half-step. You don't do things halfway, you know, halfway done. You have a spirit of excellence in all that you do. So, you know, having that work ethic and giving it your all, that's when you know who you work for, when you work for the Most High. So
that's the way I was born. My grandfather and my grandma grew me naturally. And my grandfather instilled in I man from a young age, if you're going to do something, take your time to do it and do it well. Because it's harder to do it over and to try to fix it and to do it right the first time. And that also applies to everything I do, even in my automotive repair business. You know, it's better for me to take my time and do the job right and feel good and satisfied within myself. Because my thing is, if I'm not satisfied, there's no way that the customer should be satisfied. Is what I'm saying. So we can't, and you know, I always say that, and it makes me laugh when you say that. I never half-step in nothing that I do in life. Even if I'm not going at full tilt as the way I want to go, I'm still going to give it 100. And I don't know no other way. So that's what it's going to be tonight.
Yes, that's what I was about to say. So full joy tonight, 100%. You come in with everything that you have. And we should be using our talents and gifts to serve the Creator. And without question, I know that everyone tonight will be doing that. So I thank you. You are always welcome to, you know, come into the studio. I know today it would not have been a good idea. So I'm so glad that you were able to call in the midst of preparing for the show. It really means a lot. And for those who are listening in Atlanta, please come out and support a platform that's dealing with positive, conscious music to raise the vibration within us and on the planet. And so thank you again, Ijanoa. Much love and much respect.
And thank you again. And additional information. For those of us who are striving, they say you are what you eat. There'll be a vegetarian ital food shop, Helpful Essence. Anyone that know Helpful Essence, they provide good food, palatable food, healthy food. They will be there on site to feed the palate tonight. So it's all positive. We're looking for to cover all the bases, you know?
Yes, yes. And then Ijanoa, we can follow you. It's Ijanoa on Brop, Ijahknowah, and then next word, A-N, next word, B-R-A-P.
Yes.
Ijanoa and Brop Entertainment. Would you like to give us any?
No, Ijanoa. Ijanoa and Brop dot info.
Okay.
Ijanoa. www.ijanoaandbrop.info, www.ijanoaandbrop.com. My .com was down for a while, you know. I like to talk about that, but, you know, we people, we have to do right by our people. You know, we are striving to do right. But anyway, I reclaim my ijanoaandbrop.com. That's a very good website. It was down for almost a year. Okay. And we just reclaimed it. So that is good news for the family.
Yes,
so we had ijanoaandbrop.info, and we just reclaimed ijanoaandbrop.com. So we're going to be updating all of that. So you can get us on all the social media platforms. You know, I want to keep it independent. That's the reason why we have our own website. You know, we want to control the narrative and the information that we dispense to our people. Thank you for your time.
Yes, much love. I'll see you later this evening. And please support Ijanoa and all the conscious musicians and artists that are out here doing good things on the planet. All right, Ijanoa, see you tonight. Peace and love.
Give thanks. Yes, give thanks, beloved. And, you know, we have a lot in store for 2024, the Most High willing. We have a lot of good stuff coming up for 2024, family-oriented events and presentation.
All right. Well, we look forward to you coming on the show and updating us. You know, I support you 100%. And we do want more positivity and more love in 2024.
Same here. Give thanks.
Yes. Give thanks and praises. Peace and love.
All right. One. Give thanks.
All right. Hey, so now that we've had Ijanoa coming on the line, we are going to be wrapping it up for this segment of Impress the Empress. I'm so thankful for all of the support and all of the positive people who are doing things on the planet. This segment is called Impress the Empress because these are the people who are doing good things on the planet. And as Israel Vibration says, there is no end to a good thing because every day there is Jah love. And we have to keep the love up, my people, and keep the warring down. I impress that upon you. It's just been so heavy on my mind and my spirit to continue to promote world peace and to not let the forces of darkness win. Good will always conquer evil. Please remember to pray, affirm, visualize, speak life over yourself, your families, your neighbors, speak life over the world. And with that, I say thank you for listening to the Empower Hour. Until the next time, respect your elders, honor your ancestors, love yourself, know yourself, love your culture, know your culture, love your neighbor, know your neighbor. Do you know your neighbor? Peace and love. Yes. Ijanoa, Dignified One, shouted you out. He was at an event 2 weeks ago with Muta Baruka. I was supposed to be there and I wasn't. And he does have a mechanic shop called Jatech Automotive Business in Marietta. Thank you for bigging him up, Dignified One. I love community. Peace and love, family. Qualities and poor ones, them running wild under cold ones, yes, a spiritual fitness.
children cry. I saw the children die. So much of us kind of fight. I think the children cry. Oh,